The question was asked, seems there's a new study out there that discusses percentages of youth that go off the derech, that cease to be observant of Torah and mitzvot in different crowds. Is that an indicator as to whether the different crowds, who is more correct or incorrect in their educational approach? I think we have to be wary of oversimplifying things. If that were the line of reasoning, then maybe atheists are right, because they probably have very little kids going off the derech. I'm saying most of their kids are probably going their way. So I don't know that this is the gauge. I do think that there are a few points we should be aware of, being that everyone here is already at a stage where you're finishing or finished your teenage years, and you're in a different stage in your life. We have to be aware that as technology has been advancing at such a rapid pace, where today when you buy a cell phone, you know that in 2 years that cell phone is going to be obsolete. You know that they're going to have quicker cell phones. And 10 years ago when you bought a laptop, you knew that in 2 years it would be obsolete. And 15 years ago when you bought a desktop, you knew it was going to be obsolete. You knew if you got 4 years out of it, it was amazing, because by that time, it just couldn't keep up with the programs that are coming out. So this rapid advance in technology, which ran into the internet and then into the smartphones, has created a world where every 2 years, technology changes the world. If you look back at the last 20, 30 years, every 2 years sees a radical shift in technology. And what that has done is create a certain gap, whereas once upon a time, your kids had similar experiences to yourself. You knew pretty much what your kids were going through. Today, you have no reason to think that you will have any concept of what your kids are going through. They're living in a different world. The world keeps changing. When I was a kid, the New York Times was something important. When I was in high school, you wanted to be an educated person, you read the New York Times. When I left high school, I was considered advanced because I had a dial-up internet connection, and most of my friends did not. Okay? So let's go back a few decades, once upon a time, yes? When I left high school, how many years ago was that?
21.
Something like that, 21 years ago. Oh, boy. What? 21, he's right. 21 or 22, yeah. 96, do the math. Now we're in 217, so that's 21 years ago. Now, 21 years ago, the world was a different world. I remember when people didn't know what a fax was. You guys probably don't even know what a telex is. No, you don't know what a telex is.
Telegram?
No. No. There used to be where you had this big machine like a typewriter, and you could type messages through your phone line to other people that had a telex. Not SMS. It was, you had to work through a phone line. It was before the date of fax, so you couldn't get the original paper. But it was the equivalent of a private telegram. You had this huge machine. You could type what you wanted, and big offices all had telex. You could get the message that they wrote, you got on your telex written, right? Had this little tiny screen, and you saw the words going across the screen, you could get a printout. Okay, that was before fax. People didn't know what a fax was. So this has created a reality where our children are not always on the same page we are, and we're not always on the same page they are. So when we look at the challenges of education in today's day and age, one of the challenges is that our kids are experiencing a different world than we did. But it gets harsher. In our day and age, if you wanted to do something inappropriate, so you need to do a lot of work. So you turn on the TV when your parents were sleeping. You would switch the channel when they were out of the room. I'm saying, what could you do? If you were really naughty, you could go and rent a video they didn't know about. But you were limited. Today, a child can easily make 200 shekel, 300 shekel. Doesn't take a lot of work, right? He does a little bit of babysitting, a little bit of gardening. He can make the money without his parents knowing it. And he can very easily get access to everything you want. Very easily. Go curtail that. All it takes is one friend in high school that says, let me show you something cool. And suddenly everything you've taught the kid is not interesting. When you want to educate your child today and he's watching Shrek, well, Shrek is a movie, I didn't see it, but based on the amount of money they invested, every 5 minutes of entertaining over there is over $1 million. So now go compete with that. They invested $1 million in every 5 minutes of that movie. And you, as an educator, as a parent, are supposed to be more entertaining than $1 million of professionalism for every 5 minutes of a movie. Okay, so go compete with that. So when we're gauging the generation, we have to realize that this generation must have phenomenal strengths because they have temptations like we never experienced. We didn't. That's why I asked you how old you were. You're telling me you're 24. You're an old fogey. That's it, guy. Because when you were 18, smartphones weren't what they are today. Kids in your class didn't have smartphones when you were in high school. You had one, you had two, but that was it. Today, who doesn't have it? So there might be angles that the Dati Lumi world has to rethink. But to say in an overall way, the whole path is wrong, there are many components to the path, and there are many things that the path is doing right. Sometimes you have to say, wait a second, there must be certain critical things we're doing wrong because we're having this outcome, and so we have to rethink certain critical decisions we've made, one of which is the access that parents give their children to the internet and smartphones, which to my mind is a critical error in the Dati Lumi education. It's wrong that fifth graders have smartphones. It's wrong. There's nothing right about it. The parents who are doing it are destroying their kids. You tell me the kid needs a cell phone because he security today, you want to know where the kid is. So he needs a smartphone. He needs access to the internet. You walk into a fifth grade class and most of the kids have smartphones. That's wrong. But to say the whole path of the Dati Lumi world is wrong because of this statistic, I think that's not a fair conclusion. I think there's a lot of things in each path which are right. And as you look at the different education systems, different ones make certain decisions which are right and certain decisions which are wrong. Now again, that doesn't mean that when you choose a path, if you see a critical flaw, you might say, hey, I'm not willing to give up on that critical flaw and I'm not going to put my kid through that education. Again, that doesn't mean the whole system's wrong, but there might be critical flaws. It could be. There was a community here in Israel where they knew a certain teacher was molesting children. And they covered up. They didn't do anything about it. So, I don't want to say online. So when someone in the Mahon was considering moving to that community, I said, I don't think you should move there. She said to me, why? They're such wonderful people. And I said, if that community doesn't have any leader that was ready to step up, call in the police and ensure that the kids are safe, then you're sending your child to a community that's leaderless. I don't care that they have leaders that have other titles. At the end of the day, no one stood up and dealt with it, and people knew. So you can't, that's not a community you belong in. And no. So that's a critical flaw. A community has many wonderful things, that community, but it has this critical flaw. I don't think a person belongs there. I don't think his children belong there. You married off your kids, you're all alone, go enjoy the community, fine. You have kids and you know that people aren't fending for them. You can't send your kid to such an education system. So I'm saying there are critical flaws sometimes where your job as a parent is to say, I'm not sending my kid there. Whether this system has a critical flaw, that system has a critical flaw, that you have to analyze when you're holding there. But to say the whole system's wrong, I don't think that's right.